Shanaz, are you? Can we check on your side if we meet quorum?
Recording in progress.
Good morning, Chair. We do meet the quorum. We can go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Shanaz. Members, we've joined this morning just to go through to adopt minutes and to adopt the two APP reports. And then we'd also like to just speak about it, not on the agenda, but to speak on the issues around the MTT and the independent review of UNISA, as well as the independent assessment report. There's just a lot of chat in the group, and I personally feel like I hope we've not forgotten the work we've done as a committee. And so it will be important for us to just remind one another where we are on this matter, the work the committee has done on this matter, and what else is to happen. So that's our program for today. Maybe let's start with the minutes. Okay. Just wanted to open the minutes on my side. Sorry, my things are just a bit all over the place. Apologies for that. Anele, I'm not seeing that email with all the minutes on my side. I don't know if I've got too many things open. Am I audible?
Yes, Chair. I can hear you.
Okay. If you could just kindly resend that email to me.
This is the 11th May email, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, found it. Thanks, Honorable Khakha. Okay, so we have minutes from the 3rd of March. 5th of March, 7th March, 8th March, 10th March, 15th, 19th, April, 21st April, 22nd March, and 29th of March. So, actually 3rd of May, sorry, I read that wrong. So we'll start with the minutes from March. On the 3rd of March, we got a briefing from the DSI on the work that SASTA is doing with basic education or in supporting basic education. The minutes are 3 pages long. Then, am I reading this wrong? No, sorry. On the 7th of March, we have minutes from our meeting with SALS. and Safetsa on the state of universities and TVET colleges. And an urgent meeting, members will recall. The minutes are 5 pages long. Then on the 8th of March, which is the next day, we then have another urgent meeting with DHET, USAF, SABCO, on the state of the recent developments we are seeing in the sector, which were mainly protests. Those minutes are 7 pages long. Then on the 10th of March, we have a meeting with DSI on NIPMO and TIA on work that's being done around intellectual property rights. I don't think, well, I wasn't speaking, it's not the one where I was saying, okay. And so those minutes are 3 pages long. And then still on March, on the 15th, we have a meeting with the services, CETA, on progress in the implementation of their audit action plan, and a briefing by the public services, CETA, on an overview of the skills development programs in the public services. And those minutes are 6 pages long. So then on the 22nd of March, we then have a briefing by NASFAS on the student accommodation portal and interventions to respond to the accommodation issues and related matters. Those minutes are 5 pages long. And then lastly, in March, we have a briefing by the department and the NSF on the implementation. Yeah, we need to fix title there. It doesn't make sense. Briefing with the Department of Higher Education and Training and NSF on the implementation of the recommendations, not on made in, on the implementation of the recommendations of the ministerial task team. On the strategic review of the NSF and Nexus forensic report. So if we can just fix that, please. So those are the minutes from March, colleagues. Can I please note hands of members who would like to make any amendments to these minutes? All right, Honorable Khakhao. It's the only hand I see for amendments. Honorable Khakhao, you may go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. With the minutes of the third, I see my name is not there anyway, not as an apology or present, so I can't recall whether I was present or not. But I do know for certain that if I wasn't, there would have been an apology that should have been registered. So I don't know what happened there. Perhaps unelected advice. That's the only thing I saw that's a problem for me.
All right, thank you. Anele, can you recall? I think it would have been Shanaz, though. Shanaz, can you recall?
Okay, let me just pick, and if I find...
Okay, it's fine.
So we will amend this accordingly.
Amendment. If there was no apology, we'll just say absence. Sorry, I'm so sorry, colleagues. Things are bad on my side, but I am taking medication. And I want to apologize to Honorable Mananiso for making her sick. So those are then the minutes. Okay, can I note hands would like to adopt the minutes from March? A note. Okay, Honorable Mananiso.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by welcoming all the set of minutes, and one would want to adopt them with that particular amendment that you have made in terms of the heading, to say that the minutes are a true reflection of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Manan. So, seconder? I can't second the minutes myself. Can I not someone who can second the minutes, please? Honorable Itie.
Thank you very much, Chair. There were meetings I was not part of the part of those meetings because especially those that were convened on a Friday when we were on oversight of basic education. So I don't know what do we do. Can I second all of them or just the ones I was in?
Yeah. Now asking you guide. Adelaide, can you guys guide?
I think he must. He can't second the ones that he wasn't at. So, but Marcy Pia is here, and she's been in all the meetings.
Now I have to check. Okay, can we just check, please? Sorry, 1 second. We're gonna have to take it as per. Meetings members were in, because for example, on the 7th, Honorable Sibiya wasn't in that meeting. So, but Honorable Itie, I think, was in that meeting. Okay, Honorable Itie.
Yeah.
Can you take the ones you were in, please?
Yeah, I move for the adoption of. The all the minutes that I move for the second I second the move by Honorable Manani, so to move for the adoption of the minutes I was in.
Okay, so that would be all of them besides on my side, Shanaz.
The
7th and the
10th.
He wasn't in the meeting on the 3rd with Sasta. On the 3rd. His name is not recorded there. Then the meeting on the 7th, he was
Chairperson.
Who's coming? Hi, Honorable Pillay?
Chair, no, I had my hand up. I think you didn't see it.
Okay, yes, Honorable Pillay?
Chair, I just wanted to request if Shanaz can just flight the minutes page where the attendance is, so that'll help. And we're going through all of the minutes.
Okay, can we make sure Honorable Pillay has all the minutes? There's quite a lot of them. Okay, maybe we can just do it on our side. I'll do it. But yeah, okay, noted, Honorable Pillay. It's gonna be so clumsy.
In the email tree of you, the same email that you're
on the 11th.
I'm moving for all. I'm second in the minutes of the 8th.
Uh-huh.
I'm moving for. I was not there on the 10th.
Uh-huh.
So I've moved for the 8th. I want to move them as I move for them. And then on the. I move for the adoption of the 15th.
Correct.
I move for the
22nd.
Seconding the minutes of the 22nd.
Uh-huh.
I was not here on, let me see.
And on the 29th.
The 29th. Let's see. Yeah. On April 21st, no? Yeah,
29th. Yeah, that's what I have on my side, Shanaz.
7th of March now.
Yeah. So sorry, this is taking longer than it should be, but just give us 1 second, please.
So the science ones is the 3rd and the 10th that I have, 10th of March, that I don't see.
And the 3rd.
Two Fridays.
And the 3rd.
3rd and the 10th.
Yes, agreed. That's where he wasn't there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, agreed. So we adopt all the others. Is that clearly recorded?
Yes, Chair. Let's see.
Sorry, colleagues. For members who are new, we've never had a situation really where we have a member who can't, we've never really been in this situation. That's what I'm basically saying. And apologies, it's taking much longer. We just also have to be thorough in this process.
Oh.
I think I might call people in the comments. Okay, so I just want to confirm that for the month of March, we've had 7 sets of minutes, and Honorable Ndidi is adopting the minutes on the 7th of March, 8th of March, 15th of March, 22nd of March, and 29th of March. Can I please go? That is acknowledged. So, Shanaz and Anele, the minutes for the 7th March, 8th March, 15th March, 22nd March, 29th March have been adopted by Honorable Mananiso and seconded by Honorable Lee. Someone's mic is on, right? Then I'd like to come in for someone who can second the minutes on the 3rd of March and the 10th of March. Oh no, Honorable King, apologies to yourself if you're also sick, if it's my fault. Someone to second the minutes, please, on the 3rd of March and 10th of March.
We're under siege, yes. So I guess you're not. Isaac,
okay, Honorable Sahal, you were in both those meetings. Well, you're not sure if you were there on the
3rd. I was there definitely on the 10th. I don't know. My Facebook is too far for me to reach to check if I was there.
Okay, so you were there on the 10th. So Honorable Khakhal seconds the minutes on the 10th. Can I take a second for the minutes on the 3rd, please? 3rd of March. Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Bosch, my case is not here anymore. Honorable Boshoff, Honorable Tabelo, you colleagues are in the meeting. Can someone second the minutes, please?
We're still in March, right?
We are. Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Mukhale, Honorable Boshoff, can someone second the minutes, please? Okay, I'm going to leave a minute on the 3rd of March until someone, I don't know. So those minutes have not been adopted. The minutes on the 3rd of March have not been adopted, Shanaz, because members who were in that meeting don't want to, other members who were in that meeting don't want to second the minutes. Okay, I'm moving to the next manual. All right, so in April, I'm looking at 3 sets of minutes, which are the minutes on the 19th, the 21st. Wait, the 19th and the 21st, that's it, right? So it's 2 sets of minutes. So on the 19th, we received it was a physical meeting. We received a briefing by, I'm just going to do this. now that I'm not hopping around too much. Is my screen visible?
Yes, it is, Chair.
All right. So, on the 19th of April, we were in the committee room M46. We received a briefing by from NACI, DSI, and the HSRC, CSIR, NRF, and the APPs. Those minutes are 6 pages long. You can see yourselves, those of you who are in the meeting, and those who sent apologies. And then, on the 21st of April, we then got a briefing by the other DSI entities on the APPs, SANSA, TIA, ASAF, SECNASP. Again, you can see yourselves that were present and those who sent apologies. Can I take colleagues who would like to make amendments to those minutes? Okay, Honorable Faha.
I don't have amendments and I want to move for adoption.
All right, Honorable Faha is moving for the adoption of the minutes in April. Can I note a seconder? Honorable Mananiso.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the minutes adopted by Honorable Faha. Is it true, Chairperson?
Thank you so much, Honorable Faha and Honorable Mananiso. The minutes of April, which is the 19th and the 21st, have therefore been adopted by Honorable Khakhal and seconded by Honorable Mananiso. Hey, Honorable Khakhal is so progressive. I've never had opposition yet just acknowledge that the minutes reflect the meeting they were in. Such a progressive man. Thank you, Honorable Khakhal. Honorable
No, I am sure that Honorable Kim was not scratched.
Sorry. Colleagues, we then go to May. In May, we only have one set for now. We have the minutes of the 3rd of May. When we received a briefing by the AG, the Department of Higher Education and Training on their APPs, or on the DHEDS APP. And then the AG just giving us a synopsis of the department and the entities. All right, those minutes are 6 pages long. Can I note a member who would like to adopt the minutes? All right, Honorable Lizzie.
Adoption the minutes.
Ma'am Sipia.
Morning, Chair. Sorry. I'm seconding the adoption of the minutes. Short dance.
Thank you. That then concludes May, colleagues. So that has been adopted by Honorable Lidia and seconded by Honorable Sibia. Can we then go back to the 3rd, please? We need someone to second the minutes on the 3rd of March. While you're still there, can you please second the minutes on the 3rd of March if you feel that they were a true reflection of the meeting?
The 3rd and the 10th.
10th was adopted by Khakhal, was seconded by Khakhal. Ma'am Sibia?
Okay, I'm adopting the minutes as it is.
All right, so the minutes on the 3rd of March were adopted by Honorable Mananiso and seconded by Honorable Sibia. 10th of March, adopted by Honorable Mananiso, seconded by Honorable Sakhal. 7th, 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, adopted by Mananiso, seconded by Litie. April, adopted by Khakhal, seconded by Mananiso. May, adopted by Litie, seconded by CBM. That then concludes the minutes, colleagues. Can we then go to the report? We have two reports, the DSI report and the DHET report on our engagements with the annual performance plans. And the annual performance plans of the departments and their entities and their budgets. Right. Can I have someone who will adopt the report, the DSI report? Honorable Itse?
All of them or both of them? Or one of them?
One of them. Actually, let's go for both.
Yeah,
okay, forward. Wait, before I go for both, I'm so sorry. Is there any member who wants to amend, make any additions, amendments? Okay, I don't see any hands. Honorable Itse, can I continue? This mic is open.
It's mine. I think we ourselves made one little correction in terms of an amount we had wrong. So we picked it up and we corrected it. I think it's by the CSIR 6.22 in the observations part. So it's just like we forgot to put the 6 in front of we said 1 million, it should be 61 million.
Okay.
So it's not in the one that you it's in the corrected one.
Okay, can you be clear on what the amendment is again, Shanaz?
Let me just go to it. Load shedding, here we speak about load shedding is negatively affecting the operations and functions of entities. And then we said the CSIR estimate that it would need approximately an additional 61 million. We just had that amount in your report wrong, but it's corrected in here now. So once it's adopted, you will get this version.
Okay. So that's the only amendment you've made on your side?
That we picked up, we incorrectly captured.
Okay. If members are okay with that amendment, can we please go back to Honorable Itse for the adoption of the reports?
No, thank you, Chair. I'm adopting both of them.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Itse. Someone to second the reports?
Chairperson?
Yes, ma'am. Honorable Mananiso?
Thank you. I've raised my hand. Chair, I think one would want to second the reports as adopted by Honorable Litsi and emphasize to Shanaz that in future it is there's a need of proofreading so that we don't amend here from their side as the secretariat people who are assisting us. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mananiso. Those reports have been adopted, so we'll debate the budget and the plans in the House next week. Thank you, Honorable Mitzi and Honorable Mananiso, for adopting and seconding those reports. I've noted, Honorable King, your right to reserve your response on the... Wait. Was she joking on the earlier matter? Was she talking about the report? I'm not sure. Honorable King, which matter are you referring to? Okay, I'm going to leave that. But, yes, Honorable Khakha?
Yeah, clarity is the reservation on the approval of the report.
Of the report, okay, cool. That's fine. Colleagues, all the best for the debates next week, and we really hope we can make fruitful contributions. This committee has always given very insightful contributions to the debates we've had, and we don't expect that to change. I often don't feel the difference between the work we're doing in the committee and what we do in the chambers. I don't expect that to change, because you know we're a committee that builds this country, using different inputs, or you know, giving different inputs and recommendations. And so one will only expect that in the chambers. I'm not trying to, you know, coerce colleagues into anything. I'm just saying, let's collectively as a committee bring forth our A game, and we always have. No, Honorable Khakha, we're very mature committee. Now, we're not like these other ones that go there and behave like they were sitting in the same meeting. So yeah, we look forward to all the inputs that colleagues will be making next week. Right, so I'm going to go to the matter of UNISA colleagues, and Nemudiba Mampaho, the content advisor on DHET or on higher education and training, is going to also come in on this. We've been working on a statement that we will publish today. So I'm just going to go through the statement, because I think it will make it quicker than I don't have to, you know, sort of repeat myself. But basically what we will indicate in the statement is that we've received a lot of inquiries on the leaked independent assessor report from media and different stakeholders, and the committee understands the interest that the report has generated. In 2022, the committee had two briefings with the department to engage on governance challenges at UNISA on the 23rd of Feb and the 16th of November. On the 23rd of Feb, the committee convened a meeting with the department to receive a briefing on the work of its various ministerial task teams. Colleagues will remember that the department had many other ministerial task teams that were doing different type of work, and so we wanted to get an update on what all these MTTs are doing. Part of one of the MTTs that the department had was looking into was conducting an independent review on UNISA. The department shared the findings and recommendations of the independent review of UNISA. It was also indicated that the minister was considering the independent review. And at that time, the department indicated that consultations with the Youth UNISA's Council on the report were underway, and that the report was yet to be presented to Cabinet. It was also noted that the minister would consider the report in considering what action ought to be taken to bring stability to UNISA. When you look at the recommendations that come out of the MTT, the actual presentations that the department shared with us, I think in the earlier meeting on the 23rd, it already says that, you know, the MTT is basically saying there must be that UNISA must be assessed, right? And when you look into the presentations that they then gave us in November, it still says that there should be deeper investigation into what's happening at UNISA. So the MTT basically says, look, you know, we need to investigate further on what's happening at UNISA. Then on the 16th of November, so later in the year, we then get concerned as a committee on a number of governance-related matters in different institutions. You know, we are concerned on what's happening at MET. Police will remember those engagements with Morelane, you know, and how there were various forensic investigations there, and the council there was not necessarily following through with those with those recommendations from those investigations. We were concerned about UNISA, we were concerned about GCT, and we still are concerned about GCT, and the instability that was in that council. And the Minister of Police, would remember, said to us, you know, can we afford him space? Last year said to us, can we afford him space to get the report from council? Well, at that time, he said he was still waiting for the report from the UCT council, and that once he had it, he would share it with us. Colleagues, we have on numerous occasions requested the UCT report from the minister, because he has indicated on numerous occasions that he cannot come to the committee and has given various reasons, and we said, well, in the meantime, you send the report. To date, he's not sent the report, and that might need us to take very drastic measures. But that will be communicated to members at a later stage. And then we also received, and of course, it's very concerning to us as a committee, and to me particularly as the chair, that really there have been massive unfoldings at UCT, and you know, we really are coming in after the fact on this accord, and I think it really doesn't afford us the opportunity to be the activist parliament that we want to be, you know, and we thoroughly understand the blurred lines between mandate creep and doing the work that we need to do. But I think in this accord, our rights and functions have to some extent been infringed upon. Then at Vaal University of Technology, we were concerned about, you know, the chairperson, young woman who had resigned, and just what was coming across to be some sort of instability in the leadership of that institution. So we received a high-level update from the department on MUT, UNISA, UCT, and Vaal University of Technology. In this meeting, the department briefed us on two issues. It briefed us gave us an update on the MTT, on the independent review of UNISA, right? So remember, we received the first update earlier on in the year in Feb, and then it gave us an update later on, right? And it also gave us an understanding of the actions of the minister post this, the recommendations from the MTT on the independent review of UNISA. But the committee was also informed in that meeting on the 16th of November that the minister, stemming from the MTT report, and after engaging the UNISA Council, decided to appoint an independent assessor to conduct an investigation. Professor Themba Musia was appointed as the IA. And now, just to remind colleagues, the appointment and the terms of reference of the IA were published in Gazette 46904 on the 13th of September 2022. The committee welcomed the appointment of the IA to investigate the affairs of the institution so as to enable the minister to take necessary steps to stabilize the institution and ensure, it focuses on the core mandate, which is teaching and learning, research and community engagement. In terms of Section 47, the Higher Education of the Higher Education Act, the minister... Minister must, within 90 days of receiving the report, provide a copy of the report to the University Council concerned, table the report before the National Assembly, and publish the report in the Gazette. The IA report was submitted to the minister on the 31st of March 2023. Chairperson of the committee, myself, notes that you know, people are really excited about the AI report and how important this report is, of course, to stabilizing the institution. However, we reiterate that we will not act outside of legislation passed by the very parliament that we're part of by considering a leaked report. And we request that interested parties, including ourselves, allow the legal processes to unfold. After the report is tabled before the National Assembly, the Speaker will refer the report to the committee for consideration, and this is in line with the rules of the National Assembly. And of course, we are concerned that both the MTT independent review report on UNISA and the IA report on UNISA were leaked before due processes were finalized. And of course, we call upon, you know, all stakeholders who have the report and are leaking these reports to refrain from such practice. We are, of course, concerned as a committee by the governance challenges that UNISA has been facing for the past couple of years, 2-3 years. And through our oversight functions, we have both the department and the institution to account on these challenges, right? We've met with UNISA a number of times. We've met with the department a number of times on these matters that have ultimately led to the entity, have ultimately led to the independent assessor. And we've welcomed interventions like the review. We've welcomed interventions such as the IA coming in and doing his assessment, right? So we also as a committee anticipated that the independent assessor's work will be finalized and tabled before the NA during this term, during the second term. Hence, we included a briefing on the state of governance at various institutions, including UNISA, as we developed this current term program. This will include, of course, this briefing that we're going to receive on governance at various institutions will include an update on the implementation of the MTT recommendations and the outcomes of the IA. So remember, colleagues, when it comes to the MTT, we are getting updates on the implementation of the recommendations. When it comes to the IA report, we are actually getting it for the first time. So when they came to us in November, they were giving us an update on the work of the MTT, and then they were telling us that stemming from the MTT, we're going to put in place an IA. Now we want to know, now that the IA is done doing his work, we want to know what the observations and what the recommendations are. And so we've scheduled this briefing before the end of June. So by the time we go on recess, colleagues, we would have received a briefing from the department on the state of governance of UCT, of UNISA, and we've also put the UT there. I know, Honorable King, you've been concerned about, and I think it's Forte you've been concerned about, if I'm not mistaken. I think you sent me an email in relation to that. So we can see how we can also put that institution in that group so we can get an update on those matters. So that's just to remind us, colleagues, of our work, the work we as this committee have done, and to just remind us of the processes that must unfold at this point in time. Memudiba, I don't know if you'd like to add anything else on your side.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. I think, Chairperson, you have covered everything that I was going to say, particularly in terms of the processes that are provided for by the Higher Education Act as amended. Just to say that in terms of the rules, the report will have to be tabled into Parliament. And then from there, the Speaker will refer the report to us as a committee. The Speaker will instruct the committee whether the report is just for consideration or for consideration and reporting back. So for now, in terms of the legislation, we'll have to wait for the report to be tabled and after and published in the Gazette. And after all those processes, then when the report is referred to us as a committee, then we'll be able to. And just to add, Chairperson, that actually we also met with UNISA in 2021. So during this term of our administration, we met UNISA three times. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Memudiba. Yes, colleagues, that's the update on that. I don't want us to go into a lengthy discussion, but if there are any clarities from members, maybe, or comments, we can take a few. If not, I hope it's all clear and we're all okay. Any clarities? Honorable Mananiso? Okay,
thank you, Chair. It's not for clarities. I wanted to say actually that I'm covered by your content on the media statement. And I think as a legislature, we must confine ourselves the rules and procedures of Parliament, and I think your media release is very, you know, proper and in order. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Mananiso. Are all other colleagues fine?
Chairperson.
Honourable Mokgale, I see your mic is open.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I'll try to speak. I don't know what is happening to my mic here. Chairperson, I heard you also. Well, I understand the procedure that needs to be followed. In terms of us getting the report and then being able to process it in the committee. But I heard you also speak on the minister a bit and the fact that he has, on previous occasion, said that, in particular reference, you pointed out the report of UCT, that the minister promised that he will bring to this committee here. And you are saying that there needs to be action that will be taken against the minister. What sort of action are we going to take against the minister for his delinquency of not coming to the committee and all of that. And I remember previously as well, after the forced resignation of the chancellor of the UCT, the minister had said that he was going to engage the council and come back to us and give us feedback and all of that. Those things, has the minister done those things? You know, so what sort of action is the committee planning to take against the minister? Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Mokgale. Any other inputs? All right, those are all the inputs. So, colleagues, on the UCT matter, it is scheduled on our program again for the, what's the date we've set? But it'll be in the same meeting where we get the, so it'll be a governance related matters meeting in different institutions where we've again scheduled, we've scheduled the briefing on UCT. And so, our options are that we can, firstly, like in the previous meeting, the DM and the DG briefed us on the governance related matters. So that's an option. Another option is for us to go directly to UCT Council and get the briefing from them directly. The last option is summons. And so those are the options that we have, Honorable Mokgale. The DM to present, Minister to come to the meeting on the 14th of June, or the DM to present, for us to go directly to council, or for us to put in place summons. And that's not the ideal, but those are the options that we have, because we must not be hindered in the work that we've done. So it's not different occasions, Honorable Mokgale, it's the same occasion that you're referring to, where Minister did commit to coming to us and submitting the, well, once he had received the report from council, to share the report with us. So it's the same matters, not different matters. And I mean, there's been different reasons why he sent apologies, but we are now hampered in terms of the work that we need to do. And so that can't be accepted. So those are the options that we have, but ultimately what we need is the report. So that we are able to then make the necessary interventions that we need to make, but also to be able to account to citizens of this country. So that's the update then, colleagues, from our side. We do plead with yourselves to be able to also clarify citizens on these matters. I was quite worried in the WhatsApp group yesterday, it felt like members had forgotten the work we had done, and it felt like members had been confused by society and by social media. And so I really felt that it was important that we raise this clarity in the group, so that we are able to also say this is the work that we've been doing as members of this committee. I think that's it then.
Before you close, Chairperson.
Yes.
Are we like on the issue? This is a separate issue now. On the issue of the Fort Hare, what has been happening in Fort Hare? I know there's an investigation that is ongoing, but in the process of that investigation, we've seen on the news that a number of people have been targeted and have been killed. So, what is it that we need to do as a committee in that regard?
All right. So if
or
you
we just simply wait. We just simply wait for the report.
Honorable Mokgale, I don't appreciate the dialogue that we're having right now, and you're not raising your hand every time you want to speak. So, firstly, if the Forte matters, the first thing we did earlier on in this year is we received a briefing from the department on their interventions in stabilizing security in institutions. This was informed by and large by what we saw happening at Fort Hare. On the work that is being done, I actually just said this. I said, Honorable King, you have raised the issue of Fort Hare with us. Maybe we should add Fort Hare to the list of institutions that we want to get a briefing on in terms of governance-related matters. So if you want us to add Forte to the list, then say that, Honorable Mohal. Then recommend that. Say, Chair, I would like for us to add Forte to the schedule or to the program. Honorable Mohal.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry. Can we please add Forte? And I also recommend that we add UKZN.
That's fine. That's how we do things in this committee, Honorable Mukhali. We don't go around in circles and we do matrix. If members want particular items on the agenda, they are more than welcome to say we would like this item on the agenda. That is why at the end of each term, before the committee puts together a committee program, an email goes out to members saying, please send your recommendations of what you'd like to see on the committee program. That is for us to be able to look at the resolutions of each committee meeting, to look at the standing program of committees in parliament, to look at the guidelines we receive from the chair of chairs, and say, how do we factor in all of these contributions? So when we compile a committee program, there are standing items like the APP process, like the BRRR process. There are standard items like oversight that will happen at particular times of the parliamentary calendar. So we must factor that in. Then we must factor what the chair of chairs says we must consider, and he would have probably been guided by the speaker of parliament. Then we factor in resolutions of this committee, where we in the past said every quarter we must receive a briefing from the NSF to follow on its implementation of recommendations from the forensic report. Where we, for example, have resolved as a committee that given the audit outcomes of this particular entity, maybe it's a CETA, maybe it's a TVET college, we need to every quarter receive a briefing from this institution on how they are coming around and turning the tide at the institution. Then we also have to factor in what members recommend to ourselves. And you would know, colleagues, that each term is quite short. So sometimes your recommendation will only find expression maybe in the last term. And that's not because we don't prioritize it. That is because the time we have to do our work is very limited. This is, Honorable Mohale, a concern I personally had when there was a reshuffle to the reconfiguration of different departments, which impacted on the reconfiguration of committees, where water and sanitation and human settlements were split. Then we had two portfolio committees. This largely impacted committees and the time they have, because we used to be able to meet on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and a Friday. Now we can only meet on a Wednesday and a Friday, and we still need to afford the DSI its time. Otherwise, we are going to neglect science and innovation and leave it to be Lily White and a boys choir that is untransformed and doesn't have any impact on our communities. So that is how we do work, colleagues, when it comes to items that we want to put on the agenda. Please be straight, say this is an item we want to bring in. Don't ask questions in reverse. What are we doing? No. What can we do? 1, 2, 3. You are equally a member of this committee and are well within your rights as a member of this committee to shape the direction of this committee. So that's all I'd like to say on that matter. So colleagues, we'll look at Forte. Honorable King, I think you had another institution that you wanted to lift, but Forte will be considered. UKZN will put them on the radar as well. And please, colleagues, allow us to package these issues in accordance to the time we have. You know, we spend, I really don't like to manage members' inputs. But you must understand that when we put a program together, it is a very tricky process. You need to make sure that you don't overburden the meeting, because already we can, Tina, in this committee, we can take one item a day and we'll take the day. We can go to town with it. So let us be cognizant, Nati, of how we enable this committee to effectively do its work. With that being said, honorable members, thank you so much for your time. Thank you. We've adopted the minutes on the, I think it's about 10 sets of minutes. We've adopted the DSI and DHED reports. We've engaged on the matter of UNISA. We've noted the institutions that colleagues would like for us to also meet with. With that being said, have a lovely Friday. and weekend, and please do rest. Those of you who are
recording sick, stopped,
please get better. I am so sorry, Honorable Mandanisa, in particular. Let's be better colleagues, and we look forward to the engagement that we will have next weekend. Siyabonga.
Malibongwe, each one, teach one.